The Skagway Borough Assembly voted to hit the brakes on the proposed Gateway Project, which is a plan to clean up contamination and expand the town's port. Skagway City Manager Scott Hahn met with officials from White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad recently, and he told the assembly last week that it doesn't seem like the company will give Skagway access to tidelands needed to complete the port project. What will happen with the Gateway Project has been up in the air since the October election. Skagway voters overwhelmingly rejected a proposed lease with White Pass that would have extended White Pass leasing tidelands from the municipality. In turn, the municipality would have gained site control for the Gateway Project and help paying for it. The current lease between Skagway and White Pass ends in 2023. With the lease extension rejection, municipal officials hoped the company would allow work for the Gateway Project in areas they currently lease, but
it's clear to me that we've got to move on.
That's Hahn. He says he went into his meeting with White Pass President John Finlayson with a sense of urgency. Skagway has state funding to spend on the Gateway Project that expires in about 7 months. There's also long-standing contamination in the ore basin that needs to be cleaned up.
Pretty much by the end of the meeting, I felt like it was a big fog because I really didn't get anything out. And every time I tried to dive into discussing anything, the conversation got kind of switched back to just generic discussions of economics.
KHNS could not reach Finlayson for comment by deadline for this story. Hahn and Mayor Mark Schaefer recommended the municipality stop work on the Gateway Project, which is at the 60% design phase with KPFF engineers. Here's Schaefer.
The design was built around a relationship between two users of an area, and we really wouldn't build that design under another scenario.
The assembly voted to halt any further design work for the Gateway Project, but to finish the permitting process it's already going through. Chad Gubala is the Gateway Project manager. He said the work the municipality has done on the project won't be a waste.
The value that you've gotten out of what you've done with Gateway is huge. I mean, I'm a little bit, personally disappointed that we're not able to actually execute this. However, that said, I think the municipality is in very good shape in having, shovel-ready components ready to go on the shelf.
Gubala says he will take the information collected and make sure it's useful for future renovations or contamination mitigation. The municipality plans to investigate if state funds that were being used for the Gateway Project could go toward the small boat harbor instead. Assemblyman Tim Cochran emphasized how vital Skagway's port is to the town's economy. He said, without the revenue that comes from the port, Skagway wouldn't be able to support the expensive quality of life projects that are on the table now, like a new public safety facility and an aquatic wellness center with a pool. That was another theme at the assembly meeting, how to financially support these major projects. Hahn said if people want these facilities, they have to sacrifice something to pay for them.
I wanted to make you seriously concerned about the fact that we're financially strong, but on the flip side, we have our eyes are bigger than our heads or something.
Resident Tim Borsey also warned against too much spending.
We have to be really careful about where we're going here. I look at this agenda, and it's kind of drunken sailor stuff for me. I mean, it's completely inappropriate, and I would just urge you guys caution on where you're going.
The assembly is considering how to pay for the proposed aquatic wellness center. The group talked about the possibility of a 1% sales tax increase during certain quarters of the year to repay general obligation bonds used to fund the aquatic center and the new public safety facility. Assemblymember Spencer Morgan said the public safety project shouldn't be tacked on to the proposed tax hike. Last year, voters approved a bond for the public safety building but rejected a sales tax increase that would repay it.
The voters already told us how they felt about that. They did not want a sales tax to pay for that building.
At another assembly meeting this Thursday, there will be a public hearing on whether to raise the sales tax 1% to fund the aquatic center. It would hike the sales tax from 5% to 6% between April and September of 2017. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.